Tim Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have a guest with us on our KGLO live line this morning. It's Bambi Schrader. Bambi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, and great to have you on board with us. And you're with Foster Adoptive Family Connections Program. And you and I were just talking about it. You're based in Ames, but cover this entire region in northern Iowa. And this is a big month for foster care, isn't it?
It is. It's National Foster Care Month, and it's we want to honor and appreciate our foster families 12 months out of the year, 365 days, but especially during the month of May as we, come into the summer months and just the great things that the families do for the youth and the children and the families in your local areas.
Got to ask you first off, right up front, how difficult has this been for foster children and foster families during this COVID-19 situation?
I think any parent who is home right now with children 24/7 due to COVID has challenges and struggles. I can honestly and with a lot of appreciation say that the foster families are stepping up. They are taking care of the children, whether they're birth, foster, or adoptive. They are not calling and saying, hey, you know what, move this child or whatever. So it's difficult. It's difficult on any child, but we have business as usual. The visits are taking place if at all possible, or at least virtually. We are really working to, make everything run as smoothly as possible.
And as always, we can tell everybody we're at that period of time. We're all working from home. I can hear the dog bark. That's okay, Bambi. That's not a problem. Hey, talk a little bit about how people can get involved in foster care.
Sure. One of the things I've worked in the foster care field for 25 years and recruited thousands and thousands of families. And one of the first questions I always ask families is, what would stop you from becoming a foster parent? Because that's usually the factor that people, they think and they go, oh, I don't have enough space in my house, or I don't make enough money, or I'm too old, or, whatever the factor. I'm not married, or I'm a same-sex couple, or whatever the reason is. We have a very, very good orientation, online orientation, and it is on Wednesday afternoons and Sunday evenings. If people just go to the Four Oaks Family Connections website and make the inquiry, it will link them into that orientation. And I think it is a very good 45-minute presentation on what types of kids come into foster care, what kind of trauma and challenging behaviors they're going to have, what types of foster parents that we need to meet those challenges. And then also we talk a little bit about, what your home environment has to have and that kind of stuff. And I really think people come out of that making an informed decision. Yes, I can do this. Or no, not right now, maybe at a later time. And so that's really what they have to do is attend an orientation and make an informed decision. So that's the first step. And if it's not right for you, are there other ways you can support foster and adoptive families? If you feel you can't do it, can you furnish a meal to a foster family? Can you provide a transportation for one of the children in their home? Can you go mow their yard because they just haven't got to it? There's thousands and thousands of ways to support families in your area.
How about the ages of the kids? I think there are probably some folks that think, too, okay, well, how old is would a foster child be when you get into this situation?
The children in foster care range from newborn to 18 years of age. And I looked up some stats for 2019 in the Mason City, Cerro Gordo area. And we had 102 children placed in foster care in 2019. And 24 of those were ages 0 to 5. And 6 of them were ages 6 to 12, and 15 were ages 13 plus. So we have, as you can see, there's kids all ages. So we just need families to decide what fits best in their home. You know, that's really for them to think about, because you know, if they think that their strengths are with 0 to 5, then that's what we'll work with them with. If they think their strengths with children are more of the teenagers, you know, that's what we'll work with them with too. And so we need really families that will take any age.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to be I would think it's got to be a real rewarding experience for both the child and the family, isn't it?
You know, it is. It's rewarding to see children come from bad situations. Obviously, there's something unsafe in their home environment. It's usually drugs or alcohol, abuse, could be mental health issues, whatever. It's rewarding to see them come into an environment that they can feel safe. Now, they won't come in feeling that right off the bat. I tell foster parents that you have to just meet their needs at that basic survival safety level for so long, because they haven't had those things. And then slowly but surely, they will get to the phase of love and belonging. And that may take longer for some children. That may be sooner for some children. But it is very rewarding. Now, I will say, from a personal experience of being a foster and adoptive parent for 12 years and working in the field for quite a long, that is also challenging. When you have children who have trauma, healing takes a long time. And so even though as a parent we want to have that child love and belong to us and you know, give them love unconditionally and give them the things they need, sometimes they fight you on that because it's just not comfortable, and so many other people have let them down. So it is very rewarding when you can see that those small changes and then later some of those big changes. I can speak from, like I said, personal experience with our daughter. We adopted our daughter when she was 6, came from domestic violence and physical abuse. You know, one of our main goals with her was to have her be a good parent to her children, to stop that cycle of abuse. Our daughter is 25 now. She has a 1-year-old son, and she's a fantastic mother. So, you know, that is so rewarding to know that what we provided to her has now changed the life of her child.
Oh, how neat is that? That's really nice. Nice story. Very nice story. Here's another thing that folks might be wondering about too, Bambi, is once they get involved with foster care, is there follow-up? Is there support from your agency or from others that can help them through the process?
Absolutely, absolutely. That is a big change over the time that I've seen. It used to be that you adopted or you fought, you know, even fostering, you kind of got the kid dropped in your lap and they'd say, okay, we'll see you in 6 months at court, or we'll see you, you know, if you adopted, you're done, you know, stuff like that. We have support services built in for foster care 24/7 through Four Oaks Family Connections. If somebody's having behavior problems or they're having a personal crisis or whatever, we have somebody that's going to be there at least by phone, if not in person. Also, after families adopt, we have what's called post-adoption services now, and those are trained and experienced people who have already adopted themselves that are there for families. Because like I said, when we adopted our daughter at 6, she didn't have a lot of behavioral problems. She, you know, she didn't want to wear something to school, or she didn't like this, what we put on the table, you know, things we could handle. When she was 14 and started having mental health issues and substance abuse issues, we needed that. We needed that support. We needed those people that could say, you're not in this alone. Here's some suggestions. Here's what we did. You know, it kind of made it more normal for us, and that we weren't out there struggling by ourselves, because we have a really good support system of family and friends, but they've never fostered, they've never adopted. So you really need those people who've been there, done that, and can give you that. So, yes, we have that built in, and we are there for the families.
Well, you've given us a lot of great information, and I guess for our listeners in Northern Iowa, too, what's the next step? How do they find more information? How do they get in touch with you, Bambi, or others to make this happen so they can take that next step?
Yeah, they can simply go to the fouroaksfamilyconnections.org website, and there's a lot of really good information on the website by itself. But again, if they simply make that inquiry, it will link them into the orientations on Wednesdays and Sundays that are coming up. They can join one of those and then make an informed decision. They can certainly, there's numbers on the website to get a hold of a program support specialist. Also, if they have questions, If they want to get a hold of me, they can call me at 515-291-4071. I'd be happy to answer questions at any time for people.
Awesome. Great information. Hey, good to talk to you, Bambi, and wish you the very, very best, and we hope we get more people involved in helping the young people.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa. That's Bambi Schrader, and she is with the Four Oaks Foster and Adoptive Family Connections Program.